Welcome to That Jiu-Jitsu Podcast, the podcast that tries to make your jiu-jitsu better one day at a time. I'm Justin Lesko, a Brazilian jiu-jitsu brown belt and former pro MMA fighter. If you're following me on Instagram or YouTube, you should know that I recently got a sauna and I really like it. But I don't know much about saunas or the science behind them, so I asked Zach Rowland from Sweat Tent, the company that sent me the sauna. He's going to come on today, break some of that down for us, talk about the health benefits of the sauna and the company Sweat Tent itself. It should be a fun conversation, and I hope you enjoy it. Let's get to it. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited. How are you doing?
Good, man. I appreciate you coming on. I love my sauna, and I don't quite know why, so you're here to explain to me why I love my sauna so much.
If you've tried it, you definitely love it.
Yeah, I came into like sauna therapy as a person who doesn't have a lot of sauna experience. Like, it's not a thing that I really used a lot, and I was like, all right, let me try it, and it was like, you know, super easy to use, but also it feels really good afterwards in a way that I can't really explain. And since I'm not an expert or a scientist or a sauna manufacturer, I'm hoping you can shed some light for me and for everyone listening and watching why the sauna feels so good at the end.
Yeah, well, I'll start by saying I'm not a scientist either, but I'll do my best to explain why. But
you're closer to a scientist than I am. You're much closer than I am to a scientist.
How have you been using your sauna? So we can start there with talking about some different protocols, like how long you sauna for, what temperature, do you take breaks in between? Like, explain to me how you sauna first.
I do it like 3 to 4 times a week. And what I really like right now is I'm in New Jersey and it's really cold because it's wintertime. So that walk for like 20 seconds from out the back door to get to the tent when it's freezing cold feels really, really good. And I get in the sauna and I'm in there for about 20-ish minutes. I'll take like a 5-minute break and then I usually do like another 20 back in there. And I usually have it in the like 180-ish range.
Okay.
I have found that if I go too much hotter than that, I can't stay in for the full 20 and I don't get the full like benefit, good feeling from it. And anything lower than that, I'm not getting like enough of a sweat I feel. So I'm in the like 3 to 4 times a week, 2 20-minute blocks at around 180.
Perfect. Yeah, that's kind of where we'd recommend people start at too, is talk about therapeutic levels of sauna therapy, right? So it's been a lot of studies done on sauna therapy. Everything we talk about today is backed by science. We're not just making it up. But when we say therapeutic levels, we're really referencing one study that comes from Finland, where this is a long study as well. It was over the course of about 20 years, and they studied over 2,300 people using the sauna. And what they call therapeutic levels are between 80 to 100 degrees Celsius, or about 176 to 212 degrees Fahrenheit. So that seems to be the sweet spot where you're getting all those benefits. To answer your question on why you feel so good, well, there's a lot of reasons. One, just anecdotally, it's a relaxing experience, right? You go in there. Usually, for me, it's at the end of the day. We've had a long day. I'll throw some music on or listen to a podcast. I usually lay on my bench, work on some breathing, and then just letting everything relax, right? And it's just a time to unwind, to let your brain wander, and to kind of forget about the day and get ready for the next day. But for a more scientific explanation, when we talk about mentally feeling good, it's going to help a lot with cortisol levels. So cortisol is something that can, that's our stress hormone, right? So it can really raise raise stress in our body, raise stress in our mind. So when we're saunaing, we're lowering cortisol levels and we're helping release more of those feel-good chemicals, endorphins, serotonin, dopamine. And these are going to really help you with that relaxing experience. And especially when you're doing the contrast therapy, like you explained, going outside into the cold, maybe going into a pool, a cold plunge, a cold shower in between sauna sessions, that's just going to accelerate those feelings as well, going back and forth from a mental standpoint. But it's also going to help regulate inflammation. It's going to bring inflammation levels down, again, increasing blood flow. Your muscles are getting more blood, more oxygen. If you had a hard workout that day, they're helping you relax in that aspect where you're recovering. And it's going to really help you sleep better as well, which is my favorite thing about it is I like to sauna in the evening. And then when I get out of there, again, it's going to lower cortisol levels, which is going to help raise melatonin levels. You get out there feeling really relaxed, ready to go pop into bed, and you sleep like a baby afterwards.
Yeah, I was doing it when I first got the sauna. I was doing it in the morning. So like just the way our schedule works, you know, my wife leaves with the kids in the mornings to drop them off for daycare. And she goes to work and they leave at like 7:30. So from 7:30 to 9-ish, I have that time before I start work. I work from home. So I pull the sauna out, I fire it up, I get in and it's perfect. And then my wife wanted to start doing the sauna as well. So we switched it to doing it at nighttime. And I thought when we made the switch, I was like, oh, like this is messing up my routine. I like it in the morning. I just get in, whatever. But the nighttime, it is that extra level of relaxing. I've enjoyed it more at nighttime. The thing I like most about the sauna that you guys have is that it doesn't cost like $10,000 to $20,000 to have installed in your house. At the beginning of Sweat Tents, was that the driving force behind creating the tent to bring people into the sauna market who don't want to spend or don't have $10,000-$20,000 to install a permanent sauna in their house?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that was our personal experience, myself and the founder, Travis Price. We were both sauna users. I myself was going, I live in Massachusetts too. So I know cold winters come around this time of the year, February, March, all you want to do is get warm. You feel like your bones have been cold all winter, right? So my wife and I would go to a local steam room, which was nice and everything, but it gets a little pricey and we wanted to get our own sauna. So we started looking into it. I looked at barrel saunas, your more traditional type of sauna, right? And you're starting anywhere from $5,000-$7,000. Then you got to have it delivered, installed, or put it together yourself. Most of them are electric, so you got to run a dedicated electricity line out there, have an electrician come out for that as an added expense. I found with some of them, there's some really fancy models out right now that run off of Wi-Fi, so you can actually turn it on with your phone and adjust the temperature, which is nice. But what I was finding with those doing research was they need to be connected to your Wi-Fi. And when they did connect to the Wi-Fi, it would take over the Wi-Fi, kick everyone else off of it. So as someone whose entire family works from home, like we need our Wi-Fi, right? So all these factors came in, mostly price, right? Whereas like most Americans just can't afford this. Not many people have $7,000 laying around, myself included. And that was really the driving force behind creating Sweat Tent, is we wanted to make something that was cheaper in price, but at the same time, not cheap. There are other saunas that are in our price range out there, but they're either made of poor quality or they don't get up to those therapeutic temps we talked about. Most of those in the price range of the $1,000 to $3,000 are infrared saunas. Most infrared saunas get up to about 140, maybe 150 degrees Fahrenheit max if you're spending a little money on a good one. Then you also run the risk of having like EMF exposure as well. So we really wanted that traditional Finnish style wood-fired sauna. You're going to be able to get to 200 degrees plus easily. It's going to be made out of high quality materials and it's not going to break the bank, right? The Sweat Tent kit comes with everything you need, from the tent to the stove, to the sauna rocks, everything you need for your sauna session. Sets up in less than 5 minutes. And retails for $1,500. We also have payment plans that start around $90 a month. So you can also pay with FSA or HSA funds. So we really want to make it as accessible as possible to the masses, because we think it's something that's so beneficial. Like we just talked about, mentally, physically, and most Americans just can't afford it. We see it as a luxury in America, where you look at other countries, especially European countries, and it's just something that everyone has in their backyard they grew up with. And we want that to be, that's our goal with Sweat Tent, is to put a sauna in everybody's backyard. It's a lofty goal, but it's something we think we can do.
You know, when I first got mine and I was like just doing, you know, research and whatever, there's, you know, there's all these studies, and I saw one, there was like a study from Finland talking about like sauna use and reducing like all cause mortality and like extending lifespans. And it seems like, how does that happen? You know what I mean? Like, again, not a scientist, you know, I'm a guy who does jiu-jitsu, I'm not a scientist, but that therapeutic use of the sauna in all these other cultures, like you touched on, it's such a big part of their culture in the Scandinavian, Northern European countries, and they have higher quality of life and they're living longer. So like, yeah, maybe there's, you know, cause versus correlation thing happening there. But if there's something that's potentially going to extend my life and I like doing it, it seems silly not to do it.
Absolutely. And that was our driving force again, too. And that study you referenced, we have a blog on our website talking all about it, but it is crazy. They followed 2,000 plus people for 20 years and just sauning 2 times a week was a 23% reduction in cardiovascular mortality. The cool thing about it too is there didn't really seem to be much of diminishing returns. It wasn't like that's the most benefit you're going to get. That was 2 times a week. If you sauna 3 times a week, it went up to something like 35%. If you sauna 4 times a week, it's in the 40%. So it seemed to be one of those things that actually the more you do it, the better it is, which is rare to find a product that can actually, like you said, increase your lifespan or improve your quality of life as well.
And I've found, like, just through my own like athletic performance, and again, I've only been doing the sauna now for like a short period of time. I haven't spent a year doing sauna every single day. I've been doing it for a shorter period of time than that. But I feel like I'm moving better. I feel like I'm performing better. Is there evidence that the sauna use can directly correlate with athletic performance? Is that something you guys have seen in your research?
Absolutely. Yeah. And again, not just to drive everyone to our website, but we have a blog about that as well. Sauna and athletic performance, but kind of going back to what I talked about earlier, there's so many physical benefits, right? If you had a long workout, or depending on what your sport is, right? Say I come from the CrossFit world, so a lot of my references are to CrossFit people who are exercising multiple times a day. If you're competing at a high level, you're breaking down your muscle. You need to recover as fast as possible to get back in the gym again to continue to do that. To do more. So with sauna, it's again increased blood flow, more oxygen to the muscles, faster recovery. There are different protocols actually for increasing human growth hormone by saunaing a certain amount of times per week. So there's so many factors to athletic performance, but the really big one is faster recovery, better sleep as well, which is going to just improve recovery. Sleep is the best legal performance enhancing drug we have out there. So any way we can improve that and make it better, sauna definitely improves your sleep, which brings along its benefits as well. But really the big one is that recovery and getting back in the gym. And for a sport like yourself, where mobility and flexibility is key, sauna is definitely going to help loosen you up a little bit. I know a lot of people, especially in the MMA world, will do yoga and stretches inside of the sauna to help lengthen those muscles, to loosen up the muscles as well. And just help with further recovery, quicker recovery.
My wife really likes doing the sauna. Like I said, she likes to come in the sauna at night and she uses it to stretch. And she otherwise would not stretch. You know what I mean? Like we wouldn't be inside doing something else and she was stretching. But because she's taking that time in the sauna and she likes it and she likes to stretch in the sauna, it's like forcing her to do something that's also having a health benefit and making her healthier. So I feel like incorporating that protocol in is a net positive because it's translating into these other aspects of health and fitness, like sort of indirectly, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you feel better, you want to do more, right? So it's one of those things where there are compounding benefits in my experience. Is you get a good sauna session in, you get a really good night's sleep in, you wake up, you feel energized. As I'm going to hit it even harder in the gym today, or I'm going to go for a run today that I probably wouldn't have gone for if I didn't get a good night's sleep and don't feel better. It makes you just want to do more during your day when you wake up feeling refreshed and recovered and not sore and I got to take a day off kind of thing. And that's what I found is my sauna use has reduced the amount of days where I'm like, I'm too sore to do anything. I'm just going to sit around all day and do nothing. If anything, if I have one of those days, it's like, I'm going to go hop in the sauna for 30 minutes and I'm still getting something out of it, right?
And there is that feeling really cool and manly aspect of starting a fire from scratch, which is, you know, it always makes you feel good to start a fire. I always look forward to the like lighting it up so I can just feel cool like I started a fire from nothing.
I think there's something like ritualistic about it. I work out from home most of the time. So if I'm like 30 minutes, I know my workout's going to finish in about 30 minutes. I'll hop outside and light the fire, get the fire starter going, get the wood all stacked up, and then go back, finish my workout. By the time I'm done with it, the sauna's up to temp, and I get to go hop in there. But there is something ritualistic about splitting the wood, lighting the fire, and it's kind of like your signal for, all right, I'm going to unwind, the day's almost over, that kind of stuff.
So I do want to talk to you a little bit more about like just Sweat Tent, the company, like just in general, not just like the sauna side, but just like the company in general. You guys launched, we had the sauna, the one that I have. I've seen you guys are putting out like more products, like the, it looks like there's like a bigger version and like multiple colors and stuff. Like, what are you guys seeing in the next like 1, 2, 3 years in the way you guys are headed in terms of like the tech and stuff you're putting out?
Yeah. So to give you a bit of background, we launched in January of 2023. The idea for Sweat Tent started somewhere around January of 2022. And we spent a year really designing and developing and going through the rigorous process of making sure all the materials that we use can safely be heated up to 200 plus degrees. Went through a lot of different materials, making sure we're testing them for carbon monoxide and volatile organic compounds, really just making sure nothing off-gasses any chemicals when we get to that temperature, right? So designing the stove, making sure it can get hot, stay hot, handle that heat and not break down. So long story short, about a year of research and design, we launched in January of 2023, and we started with a crowdfunding campaign on a website called Indiegogo. And within just a couple of days, we raised a little over $500,000, which was really great for us to see that there was demand out there. From there, it was just production, 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 making tents. Our biggest problem in year one is we kept selling out. I think we sold out 4 or 5 times, which is a good problem to have. But at the same time, we just wanted to keep up with production because there was so much demand for it. So year one was really good for us. We really just had one product out there. It was the tent that you have now, the traditional sweat tent in the black color. We have made some improvements to the overall structure of the stove and the tent itself. Just throughout the year, we found that there was some, not major, it wasn't happening a lot, but it was happening enough for us to want to fix things. So one, for example, the tent poles. For any listeners who aren't familiar with the sweat tent, it's not a tent in the sense that you need to fumble with tent poles and put it together like a traditional camping tent. We have what we call a quick pop design where you pull out on the side of the tent and it automatically unfolds into this geometric dome shape. We were finding,
which I said, I put a video out when I first got mine of putting it together. And I said, if I could put it together, anyone could put it together because it's not like doing like a camping tent.
There's
just
nothing
like,
to do.
Literally just pops right open.
Pull it open and it's ready to go. When we first did our research into the fiberglass poles, we were told that these poles withstand high temperatures. We were finding, unfortunately, in some of the earlier tents that went out, some of them were breaking, they were snapping, they were kind of bending and melting. And we hired a fiberglass engineer, which I didn't know existed until we needed to find one. But they went and did some research and found that the poles we were using were actually only rated to about 140 degrees Fahrenheit. So once they got higher than that, that was causing the break. So we designed a whole new fiberglass system with the poles. And now in the newer tents, those should be able to withstand 250, 300 plus degrees, no problem. So that's just to say we did a lot of making sure the product was up to snuff in year one and making sure the customer experience was great. If anybody had a broken pole, we sent them new ones, no questions asked, right? And those poles are really easy to swap out. With the stove, kind of similar thing. We're seeing that on top of the stove, there is a little flange that comes out and you plug the chimney in. We were finding that weld was failing when the stove was getting really hot. So we went in and redesigned the stove, kind of flipped that flange inside out. So now the chimney goes inside of the stove. You might actually have one of the newer stoves.
That's the one I have, where it goes down in.
And we made the steel gauge a little thicker as well, because that was kind of bending in on itself. So really just making sure the product is up to snuff and making sure that customer experience is fantastic. So any problems, send you out a new one first and foremost. So that was kind of year one was our focus. Wasn't a ton on like marketing per se. We really didn't run any paid ads. When you look at like the direct to consumer landscape these days, you see all these brands pop up and all, it seems like all that their marketing strategy is just plug as much money into paid ads as possible, beat people over the head with seeing our ad every single day. And then those companies seem to kind of just disappear after they made their money. And that's not really what we wanted to do. We wanted to really focus on the customer experience, the product, and that was really where we put all of our efforts into year one. Year two now, as mentioned, year two, we do have some new products coming out. We have some new colors coming out. So if you go on our website right now, you can pre-order a new forest green color. Those should be shipping within the next few weeks. We've had a little bit of delays. I was hoping to have them out already. We're looking about another week or so on those. The black ones will be back in stock in early March of 2024. And then we do have a bigger model coming out that we're calling Sweat Tent XL. So it's going to be about 50% bigger than the current model. And it is shaped a little differently as well. It's not that kind of dome. The current one, people have compared it to a hunting blind. This new one looks more like a traditional tent, but still very easy to put up. And holds about 6 to 8 people. So a lot more room in there to throw 3 or 4 benches in there. Really great for stretching, doing some yoga, for community events. If you want to bring it to the gym and have a bunch of buddies pop in as well. Still gets up to 200 plus degrees very easily. There's no change in the functionality of it. Just a little more space for you if you want to move around or have some more friends pop in. And that's kind of that's the big announcement that's coming out. We've kind of been teasing it online a little bit, but that'll be coming out in the next few months. What else have we got? We got a new wood subscription coming out. So we found that it's really hard to find really, really good wood for the sauna. And so we went out and we sourced our own. And now we're going to be selling it on our website with a monthly subscription. You can either buy it one off if you want, or you can sign up for our monthly subscription. And this wood is cut to fit perfectly inside of the sweat tent. It is sourced to be the hottest burning wood with the longest burn. It's a European white birch. It is tested for mold and bugs and mildew, and also it's kiln dried. So it's dried to less than 20% moisture. So this is going to be real dry wood that lights up immediately and just gives you a real hot burn to get up to those therapeutic temps in less than 20 minutes and use less wood as you're going through your sauna session. We found that with this nice dry wood, a 30-minute session, you might go through 4 to 5 pieces total. So it's really going to make it go a long way and get the most out of your sauna sessions.
So if we're at this point in the conversation and someone hasn't already gone to the website to check it out, where can people get more information about the sweat tent?
Yep, sweattent.com. Real easy. Sweat tent, 2 T's in the middle there. Sweattent.com. Again, you can pre-order the green tents right now. They should ship within the next week or two. The black tents will be back in stock in early March. We should be opening up pre-orders for that as well. And if history repeats itself, I would say pre-order as soon as you can because we sell out very quickly. This is our biggest order of tents coming in, so hopefully we won't sell it that fast. But go to sweattent.com, check out our blogs for the benefits on mental and physical benefits of sauna. Learn more about us. You can follow us at Sweat Tents on Instagram. There is an S on the end of that because someone has a sweat tent and they won't give it up to us on Instagram. So sweattent.com, Sweat Tents on Instagram, follow along. We'll keep you guys posted on any new products coming out this year.
I'll link to everything in the description too. That way it's just, you know, people can just click one button and check it out. But I appreciate you coming on so much. Like I said, I've really enjoyed the sauna. And as someone who doesn't have a lot of experience with it, I was really eager to pick your brain and find out a little bit more of like, why does this work? Why does this feel good? And why do I enjoy it? So I appreciate it so much, man. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you. Thanks for being a fan. Thanks for having us and hopefully talk again soon.
Thank you so much to Zach from Sweat Tent for coming on. I will put a link in the description to Sweat Tent so you can check it out. I obviously really like mine and I think you will like yours too. I appreciate you all listening. Please stay tuned. There are a lot of episodes coming, so I will see you in the next one.